You are flying high on Locked On Eagles. I am your host, Michael Kist. You can follow my X&O work for InsideThePylon.com. Follow me on Twitter at MichaelKistNFL. As always, I am joined by the best doggone co-host in the game, Mr. 7-Year Streak Without a Bad Day. He is Benjamin Solak of Bleeding Green Nation and ADTScouting.com. Follow him on Twitter at Benjamin Solak. That's S-O-L-A-K. Ben, we have a pretty big announcement for the loyal Locked On listeners. Do you want to do it, or you want me to do it first? Because I care. How you doing, brother?
I'm always well, Mike. It is a wonderful day here. We're recording this on Saturday. It's been six day log since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Still having a great time. Still enjoying myself. And we've had something cooking up in the works since before the Super Bowl, which obviously, you know, in the event that the ending of the Super Bowl went a different way, then it would have been a bright spot on a very dark horizon. But we just kind of get to keep the party going here a little bit, you and I. But no, man, all you. You are the host. I'm the co-host. This belongs to you.
So if you want to continue following me and Ben and our work and you appreciated what we did here throughout the season, number one, we appreciate you for listening and supporting this show and allowing this move to happen. We will be moving our usual on-air stuff, our podcast stuff, to BGN Radio at BGN_radio. It's my pinned tweet. You can find where you can subscribe to that. So we will be joining forces with Bleeding Green Nation. We don't want to make this entirely about that. We want to, first of all, thank the Locked On Network for having us, for supporting us, for allowing us to hone our craft and have a voice and connect with you great listeners. Ben, what do you have to say?
Yeah, no, the Locked On Network is an incredible opportunity for people like us who we do analysis. We're mostly written content, which is how a lot of people begin. But you want to get more into the audio sphere of things. You want to be able to provide content a different way, you know, let people listen in, hear some things about the Eagles, you know, while they're on their drive when they don't have time to read stuff. And of course, you know, I think that audio content gives you an opportunity to interact more so with followers, which is something that we really enjoyed interacting with a lot of our listeners, from guys like Jeff and Kayla and, like, you know, Mr. McGiblets and all these regular guys who spoke to us, to, like, everybody who just, you know, shot us a question or left us a review. You know, you kind of get a more one-on-one interaction there, which is something I've greatly enjoyed from our time here producing audio content and then being on the Locked On Network. And of course, as part of the Locked On Network, you're embedded with 31 other NFL shows. And we have the opportunity anytime we've got a question about the Arizona Cardinals or the St. Louis Rams or the Seattle Seahawks or the Cincinnati Bengals, what have you, you go and you have a resource. You have somebody who knows. You know they know what they're talking about. You know that they've been producing content as regularly as you have, so they're up to date, right? They've got all the newest information. They know the injury reports. They know the ins and the outs. And you can access these guys and, of course, bring them on for crossover episodes, so on and so forth. So the Locked On Network has really been amazing to us in that way. I know that I've learned a ton, whether it's how to produce a good podcast, to how to speak on a podcast, to just basic X's and O's content, you know, how to, you know, stuff about football. Just by being here with Locked On Eagles, I've learned a ton in that regard. Bleeding Green Nation is a very exciting opportunity for Mike and I to move on to, simply because we'll have the opportunity to work with guys who are a lot closer to the Eagles. You know, it's a more specific Philadelphia market, so it makes sense for us in that way. We're very excited about it, of course. But, you know, if that offer never came down the table, we would have been so excited to stay with Locked On for the entire foreseeable future. You know what I mean? At least those are my feelings, Mike.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And we have full faith that the Locked On Network will bring on a new host for this show that will blow it out of the water just as much as we hope that we did for everyone. So make sure you keep it locked on here with Locked On Eagles and check out the other great podcasts in the Locked On Network. One of my favorite that I listen to daily, Locked On NFL Draft with John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema. Shout out to Ledyard, who actually allowed all of this to happen by recommending me and then allowing me to bring on Ben as well. So he was a big part of that, and he's a great football mind. And with the draft coming up, no one is really providing draft coverage like Locked On NFL Draft. As we move forward and kind of preview what kind of content that we'll be bringing, and I'm sure that this show will be bringing as well as far as off-season content, I can tell you that me and Ben will be at the draft in Dallas. Not official yet. We still got to book everything and work everything out. But man, I am excited to see the Eagles yet again. I was at the draft last year in Philly. It was an absolute blast. We have offseason coming up. There's a ton of stuff to cover. There's a ton of stuff to talk about. It's going to be a fun offseason for the Eagles. And just a basic general overall view of what the offseason might look like for the Eagles. Ben, I know you just dropped an article for Bleeding Green Nation, kind of giving an overview.
Right. No, we're in a incredible place now for Philadelphia. You got a Super Bowl winning roster. Super Bowl, by the way, Mike, is the biggest game of the NFL season. Only the best two teams get there. The Eagles won that, which means they're the best team in the NFL, in case you were unsure. Unclear as to what that meant. But yeah, Super Bowl winning roster with not a lot of holes. You've got, as it looks right now, the biggest gap, which we've talked about, has been that offensive line, specifically offensive tackle. I know a lot of people are excited about the way that Big V played in the end of the season, but he's a limited guy, and his pass protection was not as good as it looked alive as it does in the All-22, if you're asking me. That's my opinion. And so, I think that offensive tackle is still somewhere Philadelphia's going in the draft. That's the biggest hole left on the roster. They, of course, have to worry about a free agent in Nigel Bradham, the Sam linebacker. You know, Trey Burton and Patrick Robinson are two key depth pieces that are also free agents that they may look into keeping. But, of course, Philadelphia is quite low on the cap. It's not fun to think about that coming down the mountain when you're enjoying the Super Bowl parade. But Philadelphia is in the worst cap situation right now in the NFL, which is fine, because they won the Super Bowl. Like, there's nothing good about being in a good cap situation if you're not winning games, right? Like, the Eagles did it right. They won the Super Bowl. The price that comes with that is usually you're in a bad cap spot. So they've got a few cuts probably to make. Torrey Smith, Brent Celek might be another one that you see. Donnie Jones is a possibility. There may be a lot of restructures as well. They might turn to Fletcher Cox, Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham needs an extension. Some of these guys, Brandon Brooks is another one, and they may look to lessen the salary cap load this year, 2018, just a little bit to make things easier. And of course, there's a Nick Foles question to answer. Will he be traded? Where will he be traded if he is traded? He is a free agent after 2018. Very interesting contract he has. He is a free agent after this upcoming season. And so Philadelphia will likely look to move him before that. These are all questions that we're going to be trying to answer over the offseason, as well as giving you free agency previews at all the positions, who are targets Philadelphia might be looking for with their very limited free agency cap space. We'll also be talking about the NFL draft, all the targets that Philadelphia could have. And of course, there's going to be a changing topography both in the front office and in the coaching staff. People are going to change jobs, go get better jobs. That's what teams who win Super Bowls have to, withstand, is they have to withstand that outflow of talent. We've already seen John DeFilippo, quarterbacks coach, head over to be the offensive coordinator for the Vikings. So as all this goes on, you'll be getting that sort of coverage from Locked On Eagles, undoubtedly, but then also from us at our new spot as well.
Even on a farewell show, Ben cannot help but bring the knowledge, crack the eggs of knowledge on your head. It's a beautiful thing, man.
This is, Mike, this is Locked On Eagles.
That's right.
Okay? It doesn't even matter what the title of the show is. What we've been doing for Locked On Eagles every single day, every single week, every single year, we will continue to
do. That's correct. Okay, Ben, I got one question for you. I'm just going to hit you with this off the cuff. Do you have one show that we did this year that you would consider your favorite?
Dude, that's not possible. We've had so many. Well, like, that's the thing, is like, we have so many just like fun little moments and good times. I think if I'm remembering correctly, I remember, it's funny, it was a loss. Locked On Seahawks, our crossover with Spike Friedman and Grant Goldberg, was a really, really good show because those two guys have an excellent rapport. It's not dissimilar from ours. And then we have a great rapport, Mike. We have a good time. And so we, like, that was just a very natural show. That was a good time. We got a lot of good analysis. And then we spent the last like 5 minutes just like, shooting the breeze about like the NFC and like laughing, because the Seahawks and Eagles fan bases are two of the most tortured fan bases in the NFL, or at least they were at the time. I think that now Philadelphia is probably a little bit less tortured, right? But these are two of the most like active fan bases on Twitter, and they're also like despairing at all times, right? And so I think that we had a good time empathizing with them. That one was a good one to me. And then I think that we just every victory podcast through the postseason, we had a great time because we just got progressively like less organized and more just like,
oh my God,
beyond
this is
belief,
happening.
Which like makes sense. Right. Yeah. And that was a fun experience. What about you?
The two previews that we did with Mark Schofield for the Super Bowl, where we got to see everything that we had put so much hard work into as far as researching the game, breaking down film, knowing this team, in and out throughout the season, and then seeing those things that we talked about on that show play out in the Super Bowl. And you could point to several different things that happened in that Super Bowl that we had previewed here on this show. We're saying, look for this. This is going to give them problems, either side of the ball. So that was fantastic. And that really enhanced my Super Bowl viewing experience. I hope it did for you, gentle listener, as well. The other one, my other favorite, was the 44-6 podcast, where we relive the 44-6 game. And it was interesting because I told Ben, I'm like, hey, just watch this game and I want you to give me some quick notes, some quick thoughts on it, so on and so forth. Ben ends up giving me a big audio file where you could tell he got like progressively more excited in his tone and delivery throughout the thing.
It was 44-6,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and like you could tell Ben was just really in the moment when he was reading this back, and it wasn't what I asked for at all, but it was so good that I had to find a way to get a lot of that in there. And if you go back and listen to that show, you'll see why that's one of my favorite shows. Obviously, one of the most iconic games in Eagles history. But fantastic show, told in a narrative style with music and all the bells and whistles and whatnot. But that was a really fun one to see Ben take on that project, something he had never done before, and then just have it blossom into this really cool thing for him. So yeah, that would be my other favorite, Ben.
You know what? Wait, favorite moment, not favorite episode. Favorite moment was that one time where you picked the Vikings to win and I picked the Eagles to win and you were wrong again and I was right again.
No, I did not.
That was awesome.
No.
What was the... Did you pick the Falcons? Which was the game you got wrong? Was it Falcons?
It was the Falcons, and it was the reverse jinx because I had picked them to lose against the Panthers day one, and I said, I'm going to try to work that juju again.
No one believes you. Why didn't you pick against them every single game after the Panthers then, huh?
You know what?
Here's what's important to note, Michael. Let me tell you what's important. Yeah. I am 18-1 picking Eagles games this season. You are 15-3.
Not bad.
Or 16-3. I can do math. 16-3. I am better than you. This is what's important to take.
Look,
away.
I think everyone understands that you're smarter than me. So I'm just here riding your coattails. Look,
no.
My other favorite moment, and I put it on the bloopers on the end of one of the shows. I gotta go find it. Was the laugh track where all I had to do was say, "Keep it locked on here on Locked On Eagles Fly, Eagles Fly." That's all I had to say, and I got to keep it locked on here. On Locked On Eagles about four times and could not deliver. I mean, it was a full 4 minutes of just me dying laughing and Ben turning his video off so I wouldn't laugh at his adorable face. And it was an absolute great time. Always have fun doing these shows. I'm sure the next people that do this show or person that does this show is going to do a great job. Again, man, so thankful for the support that we received from our listeners, the feedback, the interaction. I can't wait to do it just at a different spot. I continue to do it with BGN Radio. Ben, any final thoughts for the gentle listeners?
I've been Ben Solak, as always, on Twitter, at Benjamin Solak. That's S-O-L-A-K. That's been Mike on Twitter, at Michael Kist NFL. That's K-I-S-T. No matter where we bounce around, we'll always be there. And so if you really enjoy the analysis that you got here, and you're worried about where you might find us next or where you might be able to find our work as we move around and we move onwards and upwards, make a Twitter account. Just follow the two of us. Don't follow anybody else. You'll get all the information you ever need in the entire world, and we will appreciate it. But of course, wherever you get your good Eagles content, just make sure you're supporting those guys, however small, however big they are, and beyond Eagles, NFL, fantasy football, draft, whatever it is that you like, always give love to those people, because it was the love and support and listens that y'all gave to us that gave us this opportunity to kind of, move on and move forward. So can't say it enough. Say it one more time, though. We are incredibly thankful for everything that you've done with us. We hope that you stick with us as we move on as well. That's about it.
So what I'm going to do for the end of the show is I'm going to put in the 4.5 minute speech from Jason Kelce from the parade, because
the only speech that matters in the entire world.
One of the greatest speeches of all time, in my opinion. Fantastic moment. Jason Kelce is a madman. Remember, keep it locked on here on Locked On Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Good call.
I didn't know if you were going to do it or not.
Of course. The last one, man.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Please welcome All-Pro Center Jason Kelce. Philadelphia! I'm going to take a second to talk to you about underdogs. I know Lane and Chris just talked about this, but I don't think that it's been beat home enough. Howie Roseman, a few years ago, was relinquished of all control pretty much in this organization. He was put in the side, he was put in the side of the building where I didn't see him for over a year. 2 years ago, when they made a decision He came out of there a different man. He came out of there with a purpose and a drive to make this possible. And I saw a different Howie Roseman, an underdog, Doug Peterson. When Doug Peterson was hired, he was rated as the worst coaching hire by a lot of freaking analysts out there in the media. This past offseason, some clown named Mike Lombardi told him that he was the least qualified head coach in the NFL. You saw a driven Doug Peterson, a man who went for it on fourth and down. Went for it on fourth and down in the Super Bowl with the trick play. He wasn't playing just to go mediocre. He's playing for a Super Bowl. And it don't stop with him. It does not stop with him. Jason Peters was told he was too old. Didn't have it anymore. Before he got hurt, he was the best freaking tackle in the NFL. Big B was told he didn't have it. Stephen Wisniewski ain't good enough. Jason Kelsey's too small. Lane Johnson can't lay off the juice. Brandon Brooks has anxiety. Carson Wentz didn't go to a Division I school. Nick Foles don't got it. Corey Clement's too slow. Blunt ain't got it anymore. Jay and Jack can't stay healthy. Torrey Smith can't catch. Nelson Aguilar can't catch. Zach Ertz can't block. Brent Celek's too old. Brandon Graham was drafted too high. Vinny Curry ain't got it. Bo Allen can't fit the scheme. Michael Thomas can't fit the scheme. Nigel Bradham can't catch. Jalen Mills can't cover. Patrick Robinson can't cover. It's the whole team. With a bunch of driven men to accomplish something. We were a bunch of underdogs. And you know what underdogs is? It's a hungry dog. And Jeff Stoutland has had this in our building for 5 years. It's a quote in the O-line room that has stood on the wall for the last 5 years. Hungry dogs run faster. And that's this team. Bottom line is, we wanted it more. All the players, all the coaches, the front office, Jeffrey Lurie, everybody wanted it more. And that's why we're up here today, and that's why we're the first team in Eagles history to hold that freaking trophy. And you know who the biggest underdog is? It's y'all, Philadelphia. For 52 years, y'all have been waiting for this. You want to talk about an underdog? You want to talk about a hungry dog? For 52 years, you've been starved in this championship.
You know what's up. You know what's
Everybody up. Wonders why we're so mean. Everybody wonders why the Philadelphia Eagles aren't the nicest fans. If I don't eat breakfast, I'm pissed off. And nobody likes our fans. And you know what? I've just heard one of the best chants this past day. And it's one of my favorite and it's new. And I hope y'all learn it. Because I'm about to drop it right now. You know what I got to say? To all those people that doubted us. To all those people that counted us out. And to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done. What my man Jay Ajayi just said.